Welcome to episode 380 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, and Laura. For many of us, our first exposure to far-off lands and magical destinations is through reading, watching TV, and going to the movies. It's through these mediums that the desire to go there and do that someday is born. Well, there is no show more synonymous with introducing a generation to the wonders of seagoing vacation than the show The Love Boat. You have to be a child of the 70s to get there. I don't even think they've made like a new movie about The Love Boat, which, why haven't they done that?
I'm sure it's coming.
Airing in 1977, one of the ships, Pacific Princess, was cast in a starring role, and millions of viewers began to imagine, plan, and dream how they could join Gopher, Julie, Isaac, Captain Steubing, and Doc, and create some amazing memories of their own. Princess has remained synonymous with cruising ever since. The show, which can still be seen around the world, has been widely credited with fueling the dramatic expansion of the cruise industry. Recently, Laura and Stacy received the opportunity to join some other travel industry professionals on a three-night pre-inaugural cruise on the brand new Enchanted Princess. And Laura can't wait to share everything that they loved about this beautiful ship. So let's get started.
Appearing in this movie, Stacy. But we're mentioning her because we will talk about her because she was also on the trip. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a few years ago, Donna won a trip and took me on a princess ship. And I love the horn is like the Love Boat song. Is it still the same way?
Yeah.
Yep. It's really cool.
They embrace that, don't they? They embrace the whole Captain Steubing.
Yeah. You know, Gavin McLeod was their like ambassador, and he recently passed away, and there was a tribute done to him and I thought to mention it later, but perfect to mention now that his daughter, the girl who played his daughter, was on the ship.
Oh, very cool.
That's cool. Vicky, right?
Vicky, yeah. She was there and spoke, and she's a global ambassador for them, obviously, but she was all over the ship and meeting with us and filming some stuff for them. So that was really, really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, she doesn't have circles anymore.
Huh?
She doesn't have freckles in the little blue blazer she used
to. I'm sure she's still adorable, though.
Yeah, she is adorable.
Well, and we should say, because we're podcasting about it, that this was a given to us from Princess Cruises. This was not, we didn't pay to sail, right? I say we, I wasn't there, but yes.
Right.
Yeah. So this is one of their new ships. This is the newest ship, right?
Yes.
You know, it's medallion class. So can you talk about what they mean when they say medallion class?
Well, for most of the ships, when a medallion class, it means that they've been upfitted to utilize their medallion. But this ship was built, one of the first ships built, especially with a medallion in mind. So that makes it a little bit different because you get to access so much more. So the medallion class, the medallion was really cool. It's kind of like having magic in your hands. some of the things that I love about it, and you know, part of my niche or area of interest is accessible travel. So especially from that viewpoint, is when you're walking towards your room with your medallion on, first of all, your name's going to flash up. You can see it from a good 50 feet away. Now, for those of you who are worried that people can see your name and know who you are, that you can opt out of that should you want to. But, you know, for folks who that's challenging for, to be able to see their name, you know, if you're traveling with somebody who needs some support cognitively, who might not know where their room is, and they can see their name come up, and or you can put anything up there that you want to come up. So that might be helpful for a child or for someone who's forgetful or whatever, but it also, your door unlocks as you're walking towards it. So it's already beginning to kind of swing open as you're on your way there.
So let me make sure I understand this. You're walking down the hall and you're not sure which of the many cabins down the hall is yours, So there's something that lights up on your door that says this one's yours.
It's actually, you know, it's like your door, you're facing your door. It's like the little ledge. It's right by your door. You can see you're walking down the hallway. And so it would say Laura and Stacy.
Cool.
Very cool.
And so I also, when they first introduced this and we went on our, on the Regal Princess, it wasn't actually working correctly.
Yeah.
So I guess they've gone through some of their growing pains and got everything. So the other thing they said that it would work on is if you're trying to get to, say, the dining room, as you're walking down the hall, it was going to have little arrows pointing the direction you should be going.
Yep. It's very much doing that. And
very good.
Yeah, it's very much. There's several things that the medallion does for you, but it very much does that. Because I'm quirky and like kind of obscure, whimsical things, by every bank of elevators, there's a huge, like 50, and it's more than that, a huge like TV screen. And you can, there's a part of the ship that's laid out and you can touch all over the ship and see where you're going on it. But also, you can also create this little like bot, but your bot is a sea creature. So you could design like a fish or a turtle, and you could make the turtle pink and purple, and he could have certain designs on his shells and certain designs on his feet. And whenever you approach those things, your little turtle greets you.
Wow.
So
that's
kind of, you know, if you're sailing with kids or whatever, it's just kind of fun because it's like, whenever Stacy and I would come, our little fish would come up and say hello to each other.
Aww. Very cool.
The medallion also, anywhere you are in the ship, anywhere at all, you can order a drink, you can order something to eat, and you don't have to tell them where you are. They're going to come find you by your medallion. Which, once again, for children or for people that you may be worried about, you can find anybody on the ship. And you can... as long as they're listed, you know, in your app, you can see wherever they are on that ship. So there was a couple of times that I either went back to the restroom or I was trying to get in my, like walking up top a couple of days, and I could see where Stacy was. So I could, and you can message her in that app. So I could message her and say, hey, I see you're at the wake pool. I'll meet you there. You want to have lunch?
So and is that extra to add the messaging?
No, that's included.
Very cool.
That's included. You can also, it's kind of your room service menu. So you can order, you know, room service on that or whatever on that app. So it was, you know, it was really, really fun that way. Really fun. And we used it all over, and we were like, let's try out this thing. neither of us went to the island. Because we were just there from Friday. Our ship left Friday at 4 and pulled back in Monday at 6. So it was a short little jaunt. And let's just say the seas were a little choppy. Yeah. Choppy enough that we had to take down all of our hangers.
Oh, wow.
They were clanging. And, you know, I kidded that I had, you know, that I did more drinking and on the weekend that I was on the ship than I did for the 3 years before it. But sometimes when you felt like you were walking and you were like, oh God. And I've been on ships before, you know, but it was, our weather was not good. So we just both elected to not go on the tender. So she was hanging out at the back of the ship and I was kind of out and exploring and being, you know, just enjoying myself. And, you know, I could text her and say, I see you're at the back of the ship. Do you want to, you know, you want to order lunch? And she's like, yeah, we'll order when you get here. So, but I could have ordered right from where we were and it would have followed me to where I was going.
Wow.
So
it sounds like they spent their time during COVID really perfecting that, because this is all the stuff they were promising. And like Donna was saying, it wasn't quite ready to roll out when we were on it. But I remember a couple years ago, I did a ship inspection in Charleston of, I think it was the Caribbean Princess. And for whatever reason, they had put the travel agent talk that we were supposed to go to before we got to look at the ship. They were doing a talk about the medallion, but they put it in the daily thing. And so guests were showing up for it. And Some of these people were like, wait, I didn't know this could happen. I don't want my name on here. You mean to tell me you know my birthday? And it's like, well, yeah, you gave him your birthday.
The book, The Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, it's interesting.
A lot of you guys are like Disney fans, you know, so you do, you know, you can take the little, what's it called for Disney?
Magic band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can put that in like various formats. So you could, this medallion, you can clip it here, mm-hmm. or you can wear it around your neck, or you can put it in a, like a kind of a nice bracelet. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a couple more, but you know, they have a little shop where you can upgrade your medallion. You can also get things printed. Like I got some, like a piece of art printed on my medallion. Now that medallion, I think it was $5 to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, but I was just kind of playing with what you could do. And then I did have some trouble with it, kind of stopped working about 2 days in. And I just took it to the desk and they traded it out. And she said they rebated me my $5, but they kept my upgraded medallion because they just wanted to see what had happened.
Yeah.
So Stacy said, we were having too much fun with it. That's what happened.
You wore it out.
The limit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it should be noted that, you know, you brought up the magic bands. The medallion was designed by the same guy who was on the original magic bands project.
Oh, was he?
Which is okay. Probably why it didn't work at first, because the magic bands have taken a little while to work as well. But I'm curious, because I know, Laura, you're not afraid of technology, but you're also not the most technologically savvy person. Right. Is it easy? I mean, did
it is easy. Learning?
Okay.
It's very intuitive. That I think the hardest thing was the thing that Donna mentioned, was the, from my viewpoint, there was still, you had to learn the ship some before you kind of understood where it was taking you. Because, you know, like on every ship, there's like, you can't go to every bank of elevators and get to every place.
Right.
We had to kind of figure that out. Because two or three times, and maybe that was just our own doofiness, but two or three times we were like, oh gosh, we're in the same place again. And we can't. and now we've got to go back down.
It's like, oh, this doesn't go to where I need it right. to go.
That's what I mean. It'd be like, we're on deck 7 again. And deck 7 doesn't go all the way through. Why did we go to deck 7 again? So we did not try out that feature right away. Maybe if we had, that would have helped us. But yeah, it does show little steps all along the way. So it's like, I think that's, it's a good feature, you know what, and I have another job, and in my other job I actually train people on technology, which I know you think is going to be the best joke of the night, and I spend a lot of time training people on Microsoft Teams and Google Duo and all that kind of stuff, and I'll have people who are my age or older saying, I hate technology, I don't get it, and I'll say, you know what, is there like a 4-year-old around? You have as I said, do you have grandchildren? Yeah, but she's 7. Okay, put her on the phone. Kids, you know, younger kids are going to get it. So I think, you know, if you bring family that, and you're worried about where kids are going, they're going to get that find me on the ship really quickly. You know, it's going to be like a big game to them. So.
So, but this is all controlled through the app. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have like somebody who's still using a flip phone, what's the solution if they're not going to be a person who has the app? What would you do?
I don't know. the medallion is still going to open the door for them.
Yeah.
Still going to be able to find them.
That's probably good.
You know, they're just not going to be able to find you. And I don't think they're going to be able to order you know, like that. So
they could still walk up to a bar and order a drink though.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
who wants to do that?
My dad.
Well, the only thing I can think, Stacy, and I would have to check on it because I don't want to talk off my elbow out of my elbow, but is that they still may be able to set to bring their medallion to, like, say they're at the rear of the ship, you know, there's like bars everywhere near you, or, you know, mm-hmm. And to ask them to order it, and they could still find them because they still were in the medallion. You know, it's like if your dad is sitting at the after the shift and there's just a bar, but he really wanted a taco, that he could ask, could they help him order, you know, they can help order with his medallion, and they could still find him because they know where his medallion is.
Okay.
that would be interesting to know for sure.
And then you were talking about the locator, and Sandy mentioned, you know, some people aren't really comfortable with that. That is something you can turn off, right? You can opt out of that as well.
Right. That's what I was saying in the beginning. You can choose to not, you know, because Stacy was saying, I don't know if I like that, you know, because like, what if you're somebody's following you and they see your name up? And so we asked, and they said, you can have it turned off. You can have it turned off. But I think, you know, I think for some people, you know, kind of, they can put anything up there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have somebody who needs some support, if you say, just look for the screen that says cat, you know, or look for the screen that says home or whatever you're going to have as your keyword, they would know the right room. And of course, and the door is going to open anyhow, but it'll help you, you know, a double successful thing for them.
So you liked the door opening on its own?
I did. Yeah. I did. If you were in a, if you were using like crutches and stuff like that, it does not open. If you couldn't help it, it does not open all the way, but I did like it opening.
Okay.
It's nice, 'cause if you're like, you're carrying a drink in each hand or you're got your suit or whatever, and you're not having to touch, especially kind of where we are now with people not wanting to touch things that other people have touched. It was nice that it kind of swung, you know, began to swing open.
I love that Laura went right to having two drinks, one in each hand.
So we don't need to spend too much time on the rooms, but were you guys in like a balcony or?
Yeah, we were in a balcony. We were in a balcony. We were balcony with our bed separate. It was pretty kind of standard, you know, balcony room, but I didn't feel like we were squished in there at all. You know, the only funny thing was on the night that it was really you know, the sea was really going, my mattress slid off, like,
oh no,
to the bathroom.
That was rough.
Yeah. I got up to go to the bathroom, and you know, like when you're, you know, there's like your mattress and the box spring. So mm-hmm. I like rolled over onto the box spring part. So my mattress was almost touching Stacy's bed. It was rough.
Wow.
And you know, I didn't get sick at all, but it was just kind of funny because it was like, oh my gosh, my covers are all the way over here. I hung out on the, I got spoiled a few years ago on the balcony. And it's like, I'm going to be rotten if I ever have to have an inside room again. But I love sitting on that balcony at night under the stars. I love watching the sunset and the sunrise. And I spent some really nice time there in the afternoon. The chairs were really comfy. I had come back from sitting out of the pool with Stacy. So I had, my shirt was down a little bit. I didn't feel like anyone could see me, you know? So one of the nice things about the room was there was a hairdryer, right? The mirror, like the little van, there's a little desk with a mirror, and mm-hmm. in the drawers there's a hairdryer already for you, which was kind of nice that it wasn't just in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So kind of sit there. And there was a little like fold up thing at the desk where you could put stuff under. There was, both of us had plenty. I had my CPAP with me and Stacy had her laptop. There was plenty of places to plug things in. So,
that's the nice thing about newer ships, you know, having plugs near the bed and stuff.
Like that. You know, I know we don't want to talk about cabins too much. I would like to talk about two cabins. The first is the accessible penthouse cabin. I thought was incredible. It's become one of my favorite because the floor of the room kind of has a natural incline in it, so it meets the balcony. So it's one of the few balconies I've been on where there's not a ramp onto the balcony that kind of propels you down. And if you're in a manual wheelchair, you know, to be caught propelling down, not it's a big slant, but it's just really nicely designed. The shower is very nicely designed. The bench is wide. It could fit someone of my size on there and I'd be okay. It has an L around the left-hand side of it where you could put down your toiletries and not have to kind of reach behind you to get them. And for people who've got some balance here to be able to just kind of pick it up in a natural space. It had a really nice adjustable shower that was to the left and not in front of you, which is also really rare to find. It had grab bars on both sides of the toilet, which were really nice. Plenty of room in there. Lots of room around the bed. The bed was a good size for transferring. So I was really impressed with that accessible penthouse. The other one is the Sky. There's two of them. They're called Sky Suite. And I need to put my glasses on to make sure I'm calling it the right thing.
Now, are the Sky Suites accessible?
There's one that's accessible and one that isn't. There's only okay. them. They sleep five. They're 1,500 square feet.
Oh.
They have 1,000.
Bigger than my house.
Yeah. And they have 1,000 feet of balcony around the edge.
Wow.
So it goes all the way around the edge. You are, it's the kind of place you want if you're going to do a marriage proposal, if you're having a big, huge celebration. One of your balconies faces the Movies Under the Stars.
Oh, that's handy.
Right. And so I said, I would want to rent this on New Year's Eve or 4th of July, like when they're shooting off fireworks, like that you could be in your own room. Your bed looks out the windows to the movies. So if you want to, you can lay in bed and watch a movie under the stars, but you can also be out on your loungers and watch it. And one of the really fun amenities of being in that is you get to pick the movie one night.
Oh, wow.
Now, cool. There is some limit because it's got to be movies they can get and or have. Yeah. But there's also some extras that come with that suite. It's beautiful. That suite is beautiful. And it has one end is the Movies Under the Stars. The other end has the clamshell. Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sunbathers, big wow. loungers, a huge outside TV. It's really nice. It's really, really nice. It's really pricey, but it's really nice. And, you know, I don't get like cruise ship envy, but that place is really nice. They have extras you can add on there. Like, one of the guys from the, what's it was called? I'm going to forget now. From Good Spirits, the bartender from Good Spirits can come up there. I think it's $300 and he'll be there for an hour and a half and be your bartender and make custom cocktails for you and stuff like that. So they'll set up, if you want to do a proposal, they'll align the movie with your proposal. So,
Wow.
That's really cool.
So do you have a butler in that situation?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It is. You would walk. It's really nicely done. It's in light turquoises and dark woods. Oh, it's so nice. And then so one of them accessible and one of them isn't accessible.
That's nice. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's majorly cool. Those are the two things I would say about the cabins. I've only sailed on two other cruise lines, so it's not like I have this big breadth of experience, but I was very happy with our room. We didn't have a deluxe balcony or anything like that, but I was very happy. I thought there was, you know, and I'm a bigger girl. I thought there was plenty of room. Cool. So
you only had, two nights. Was it two nights?
Or three nights.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah. Where did you eat? Did you have any of the specialty dining?
Yeah. We ate the first night we tried to space, you know, be smart about it. So the first night we ate in the dining room, there are three main dining rooms. Do you have them there in front of you?
Yeah. Amalfi, Capri, and Santorini.
Yeah. We ate in Amalfi.
Okay.
First night. And, sat with a couple of other travel agents. I thought the meal was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And there was some vegetable there that was so awesome. I wanted to come back and just get the vegetable. And I can't remember what it was, which is a bad thing, but we ate there one night. The second night we ate at the Sur La Mer, the French restaurant.
Okay.
And I got not snapper.
It was a long time ago. You don't have to remember what you ate.
It was really good. It was a fish. I got fish.
Got the fish. Okay.
Yep. It was really, really good. And they came out. Danny's favorite thing is there's the tuna tartare, but I'm not or the ahi tuna. The ahi tuna, I'm not a big raw fish kind of girl.
Yeah.
You need to try the ahi tuna and avocado. That's not my big, that's not my jam. But we had a really nice meal there. We did pay extra for that.
Okay.
We did pay extra. I think it was $24 a person extra. We had a really nice meal. And then the last day we decided we were just going to do like tour the world. We were going to have like an appetizer in one place.
That's a really interesting way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we were just trying to try as many places as possible. So we actually started at the gastropub. And that was my favorite. I would go right back there again.
Approved.
My favorite place. It's on deck 5. It's right near the piazza. So you can hear the music from the piazza, which was one of my favorite places on the ship. And I got a braised orange and red chili short rib, but it came in like a small bite, which was perfect. That had marinated for 3 days and then cooked for 6 hours.
Wow.
Delicious. It was delicious. And their cocktails were really good.
I love that you were embracing the free drinks.
Oh, I had some kind of scotch drink there. That was really good. We both of us tried out the gelato
and it was
excellent.
Donna's favorite.
Excellent. Yes. I highly recommend the mango and the passion fruit. Those are the ones that I tried.
I have to try that.
Gelato was excellent. Best dessert on the ship for my, you know, my take.
So I remember their pizza being like out by the pool being really good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They've won awards for their pizza. Awards for their pizza on a ship. And they actually have a pizzeria. And we ate there also. And I got some kind of like white pizza with a lot of different kinds of mushrooms on it.
Mm,
yeah. Really, really good. And it's like the thin, they make it in a brick oven.
Yeah. So
thin, handcrafted. And I said to them, could you tell him to make it as big as he's going to make it for a toddler? There was no way I was going to eat it. And I didn't want to waste it, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, that won't be very much. I said, it will be perfect. And that did it for me. It was probably about as big as a pancake, maybe that big, like a kid, which was perfect. It was delicious. The mushroom was really fresh. And we went back there again because we were meeting friends there who hadn't eaten yet. And everybody said the minestrone soup there was really, really amazing. And one of the people that we were with, we were Sandy, she has to eat all gluten-free and they did a great job with meeting those needs for her. So I was really glad to see that too.
And one other thing they did that I remember fondly is their chocolate journeys. Are they still doing that? They had
I missed that.
I don't know if they're still doing it. It was like a celebrity chocolatier chef kind of thing. And it was like a featured dessert every night. Maybe they don't do that anymore.
I remember them talking about it. One of the cool things was we were the first people to ever sleep in the beds on that ship.
Wow. That's awesome.
That was really cool. Uh-huh. But we are also, you know, this is their first venture kind of back into post-COVID sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of things that weren't because of that. I think they were really like the, what's it called? I think it's World Marketplace or whatever. It's like the big buffet restaurant. You didn't eat the buffet. You were served everything.
Yeah.
You were served everything. And I thought that venue was really good. It was really good. And that's not usually my impression. But they had I'm a big smoked salmon fan, and they probably had 6 different kinds of gravlax and smoked salmon that they'd done in house that was just delicious and fresh. Their bagels were not good, but their smoked salmon was really good.
That's so weird. That's the easy part, the bagel compared to the gravlax. But
I don't, and maybe, you know, you'd have to understand we were the getting the kinks out, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the salmon was really good there. lots of good international bites. And I really appreciated that they had kind of small portions out so you could taste a lot of different things. They have a huge bakery, a really nice kind of pan Asian area, a really nice Greek area, lots of good vegetable offerings. Stacy's going to laugh when she hears this, but I, for some reason, just got, they would bring out, they had a little station where you could kind of make your own dried fruit mix, you know, and I ate so many walnuts and dried apricots and white cheddar. That kind of became my, I would leave with like a little cup full of that. And you know, not all, this is going to sound weird, but not all dried fruit is created equal, but everything was so fresh and so well done. And I thought they did a really great job with that. So.
Don't they have like a station where you can mix, like create your own tea? Am I remembering this wrong? There was a bunch of different loose teas that you could mix together and create like your own signature tea.
Yeah. You know, there wasn't a lot of like people mixing in.
Yeah. You can't touch stuff now. So that may be something that they're not doing right now too.
Maybe. Yeah. But there is, you know, down, I love the Piazza area. Mm-hmm. That area, and different for me than other ships that I've been on, it didn't feel like blaring and noisy and party, and it was all of the artists. There was a steel drum artist that was really good. There's I wanted to give a shout out to the guy I went to see several times because he was awesome, and he's on YouTube. His name is Gideon Alcide, he'd written a song that he kind of dedicated to the travel industry about, I'll try and send it to you, Elizabeth, but kind of something about get back up or something like that. But it was, I thought he was, all of those folks that I saw, they were just really good. And I think the thing that I appreciated most about Princess is I'm like a nook person, you know, mm-hmm. of the, as big as that ship was, there was all these little areas that you could kind of find to kind of nook up and with different atmospheres about them. Some that felt very business, some that were really quiet. Some that, you know, like I hung out in good spirits some during the day because I could get a really nice view out the window. And, you know, and that's the bar area, but you didn't feel like, you know, it was jamming all the time. So.
Was it open? When you hire uh-huh. them? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was. They only do all the, like some of the custom cocktails later at night, but they would bring it, you know, anything you wanted to eat. And some people would like bring their breakfast and sit in there. So.
Now I know that everything's just starting back up when you were on, but did they have a big production show at all? Or was it all just the smaller entertainment?
They did. Hold on. It's called, oh gosh. Hold on, I printed it out so I wouldn't forget.
Now that we've added video, you get to see all the behind the scenes. I was looking at our notes.
That's okay. Normally be shortened out of
It's called Five Skies. Five Skies. And I actually, I said, we went to that on the last night. It's very multimedia. I said, I bet they made this for teenagers. Like to... because there's so much else that will like appeal to kind of 30, 40 and up. Mm-hmm. I think if you had teenagers on the ship or even younger kids, they would really jam with this. It was not my favorite thing, but it was still awesomely done. And they were doing it for the first time in front of us. So
so was it modern music then? Was it modern?
It's about a gamer. It's like you're inside of a game. And it's, you know, it says a plot of Five Skies results on a gamer as he attempts to pass through five different levels of a virtual reality video game. But the dancing was great. The costumes were great. And there was like, you know, they put screens up now and they can project things on the screen and people, there was a lot going on all at once. Each level is increasingly difficult, but the goal is to reach the final level and unlock the realm of the Sky Princess character. So, and it's the same, they have another production that's going to be on the Enchanted Princess that is called Rock Opera. Oh. And He said director and choreographer Danny Teason has a Grammy Award winning thing. He's done things with Peter. He did Peter Pan. I thought it was really well done. It was not like my thing, but you could not be like entertained by it. And I think that if you had kids, it'd be something like you all could do as a family and they would think was cool.
Mm-hmm. And was that in a sort of a proscenium theater, or was it more of a like 360 kind of theater?
It wasn't 360.
Okay. So
it was in their big major theater, whatever that is called. But it's like it had like digital effects, labyrinth backgrounds, acrobatics, costumes, contemporary music. I mean, it was really cool. It was really fun. With us, they couldn't start it till 10:30 at night. Wow. So you know what I'm saying? It was really cool.
Yeah. you were stayed awake through it. So that's something.
Right, right. And we just kind of, I think Stacy went to the other one. We just decided I was going to do at least one late night thing. And we picked that just because I wanted to see the theater part of it. The seats were comfy. And because there are of us who are not, or a little bit bigger than the average bear, as they say, the end seats, the armrest you can pick up. So somebody who might not want, like needs a scooter, but doesn't want to sit in that kind of place, or who doesn't fit as comfortably in an average size seat. So you can sit at the end, you can pick up your armrest.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an elephant in the room, which is that Princess in general has a reputation for being for a much older audience, much older, because it is such an old cruise line, the Love Boat and all that. It sounds like they really are. I mean, they always, every cruise line says, well, we're trying to reach a new audience, but it sounds like they really are. I mean, would you agree with that?
I would agree with it. I think they're really working to bring families on board. Mm-hmm. They do have a teen room, the like little kids, middle size, and like teenager. And all of those rooms have like DJ equipment in them and karaoke stuff. And I mean, they're cool. They're really cool. And their sports area is really cool. That's that you can set it up for pickleball. You can set, it's beautiful up there.
That's not for the teenagers.
What?
That's not for, not for the teenagers.
Yeah, but for people being active with their families.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's something that they would really enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you can play basketball up there as well. And
yep, absolutely. Great basketball court. You know, the ice cream machines would seem to be every teenager's dream.
They don't have water slides or anything though, do they?
I don't think so. Okay. Not that I saw. I don't want to say no, but not that I saw. So they do have an adults only area, and they do have a sanctuary area. And the sanctuary cost, but you can buy like two kinds of passes. One that's like a, come on, you guys, give me the word, cabana pass.
Okay.
And one that's just a regular pass. If I were going to like Alaska or someplace where I really wanted to see the views, I would pay to be in there, because it's the windows are ceiling. The part that's not inside, the part that's not outside, is ceiling to floor windows. It is the views are incredible there.
Is that in the spa, or is it just an area of the deck?
It's an area of the deck. There's two different things. One is the sanctuary, and the other is, can't remember, and I don't want to mix up ship brands. I put it on there. Hold on.
Well, it says sanctuary, adult only relaxation and spa services area pass versus cabana.
Okay. No, there's, it's I don't want to say, I don't want to say the word. Anyhow, it's a quiet adult area. Well, there's whirlpools. There's swimming pool. There's it's two levels, and it's only adults. There's a bar there. It's all adults only.
So is it that anybody can go to the sanctuary, but you have to rent the cabanas? Is that
no? The sanctuary is the pay thing. But there's the other area is an adult, is the adult only area. And I guess I didn't type it out.
Okay. So there is a free adult only area, and then there's a
yes. It's okay. And it's large, and the pool there is almost lappable, which is nice.
Wow.
Do on a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Very nice.
That's
it's big. Very quiet there. There's lots of, and there's a bar that only serves the in the adult only area. That's really nice. So there's also something we haven't talked about is the concierge that comes with the suites. So there's a really nice with any of the suites, there's a concierge there who will get you extra things, but also there's a lounge where you can have breakfast. They have a cocktail hour every night from 5 to 7 with top class alcohol. And they do like a surprise and delight thing there at night, where they'll bring in one of the comedians will come in. They had some string quartets. They had guitar players. They'll come in and just do like a small intimate thing just in that area. And that area is right near the wedding chapel. And that wedding chapel can be used obviously for weddings, but also for meeting areas or that kind of thing.
Cool. So is there anything we haven't touched on that you want to make sure you mention before we go?
Trying to think.
What was your favorite cocktail?
I had two of them. The first one I don't have a card for, but it had apple in it and maple. Mm. And like a honey wild turkey. It was really good.
That sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. And then the second one was this. It's called Grappa Peach. Had Grappa Alexander Cabernet, honey syrup, lemon juice, peach schnapps, Prosecco, bitters, and lemon twist. And the thing I loved about Good Spirits, and we didn't talk much about that, but that was my favorite bar, is at night they do, if you order one of the cocktails that's on this card, on the card's number 1, they give you the card so you can take it home and make it, which I really appreciate. Having, as a child gone to Disney World with my parents, and then my dad coming home trying to figure out the Mai Tais from the but it's everything, the princess's branding is around immersion, and they want to kind of bring everything to you. It's like in Alaska, it's puppies on the piazza, and they want to bring the country into you as much as possible, even if you stay on the ship. And this is part of that. As every place that we would have gone, if this had been a 7-day itinerary for the Western Caribbean, there was cocktails around those places. And so there's like a 3 or 4 minute little educational video telling you about, where this would have come from. And and then there's a camera right over the bartender, and he's making your drink as the video is going. So it's, you feel kind of like, you're right there with him.
Wow.
Really appreciated that. The other thing is just to remind people that along with the teenage thing is that, Princess is aligned with the Discovery Channel and, not National Geographic, Discovery Channel and
History Channel?
I don't think it's History. But just for the kids, it's like they're, all of that is going to come into the kids club too. It's they're going to try and take immersing them in the destination into the kids clubs and make that fun, interesting, all of that. There's cooking classes held in there, and they also bring those cooking classes down to the piazza, which is kind of fun. People are walking by and watching that. And so I really like this brand. I did not expect to come back and think I would sit there and I'm 60. So that may go into the really old category. but I would think, like, say I had a granddaughter, I would bring my grandkids there because it would feel like, it felt like a shit, there's the casino and there's an escape room on there. And, there are those kind of things, but it felt like a ship I could find them easily on and let them go easily on, that they would be safe on, that there's plenty there to enjoy. plenty there in Detroit. So I could see a multi-generational family. You know, it's not there's no rock climbing walls and all that kind of stuff there. But so my understanding is, and I'm saying this at the end, in case you need to cut it out. But my understanding is that there's going to be a television show about the naming ceremony of the ship.
Oh.
And that's part of the reason that
Jill Whalen?
Yep, was on there.
Yeah.
On there. And should they do that, you'll see us.
Because that would be awesome.
They took a big picture of all the travel agents. It said, keep calm and call a travel agent. And Francis Cruises and John Chernesky was there and, you know, in all his glory. And, you know, they lined us all up and everything. But, you know, a lot of the, you know, I was doing a lot of talking to anybody who was there who had accessibility issues because I wanted to hear from them. But I would recommend the ship with the caution that the doors do not open completely. So that was my only piece of feedback. And I talked to the hotelier and just said, I just think it's something you want to think about. How do you, for those rooms, have the door really open for them? Mm-hmm. So, but I thought, you know, if I sent clients to the accessible suite, they'd be really, really happy.
Yeah. Awesome. And now you've seen it firsthand, so you can really tell. Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, Laura, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.